This is number three of the Supernatural Spirits Magic School. In this lesson, we are going to talk about magic wands, which all of the Harry Potter people have learnt can contain and channel magic. Now, the magic wand derives from druidic magic, where the druids worshipped trees. Now, you find that trees have a energy body. As a super psychic, I can simply look at a tree and see the energy field, the aura around them. Now, the aura around a tree is of the same frequency as human, so that the human aura and the tree's aura can interact and can match. This means that a druid could project his soul, his aura, at a tree and merge his aura with that of the tree, and when his aura came back, the energy from the tree could be added to his aura to make his energy field bigger. This was the basis of building magic wands. Now, if you get a piece of the tree, you break a piece of a tree off, or get a hacksaw and take a piece of the tree off, then by sympathetic magic, that piece of tree, that twig, is in fact connected to the rest of the tree, and therefore you can use the tree's energy via the twig. If you have matched your aura with that of the tree. So, since I'm an expert on clairvoyance, the military term for it is remote viewing, I can simply project my energy body, my soul, my aura, at a tree, walk into the tree as if in the mind's eye there's a doorway in the tree, and then bathe in the tree's energy. And as I come out of the tree, pull the tree's energy with me like sticky taffy and walk back into my body, and as if you're pulling taffy rather like ectoplasm, the stuff that spiritualists exude when going into the spirit world, you can simply pull the energy field out of the tree into yourself in order to make your energy body bigger and bigger. Now, if you get part of the tree, once you've done this, a twig, then of course you've got a permanent linkage between you and that tree, and your energy field is then being charged by the wand, that piece of branch, which you have linked to yourself by the process of matching your aura, your energy body, with that of the tree. And then the branch, of course, is a link, a physical link. So even after you've woken up in normal consciousness, the branch is a link with the tree, and the branch, which now has become a wand, exudes the tree's energy into you, and you can project the tree's energy out of the wand to, of course, make a little vortex, a vortex that is clockwise, simply by spinning the wand 12 times in a clockwise direction to build a little vortex made from the energy of the tree, which can bring you good luck. In a small way, of course, because the tree has more energy than you, but with regard to major affairs like changing the world, it can't do that, but it can certainly bring good luck for one person, produce an energy field, a torsion field, this vortex, the size of the tree around you, to bring good luck into your life. And similarly, since the tree's energy field is akin, has the same colors, the same properties, the same emanations as that of your body, then of course it can improve your health, mental health, physical well-being, and of course improve your levels of mindfulness, of relaxation, get rid of stress, all from making a wand by this process. Now, of course, being an Ipsissimus, I have been projecting my energy body, my aura, and you can project the aura from your dreaming body, the body that walks around when you're dreaming, when you fully developed your dreaming energy. Or you can actually project the aura of your physical body to go walking around. So you've got basically two ways of being clairvoyant, two paths. And in your mind's eye, you simply have two doorways. And on the top of the left-hand doorway, you have physical body, aura. And on the right-hand path's doorway, you have on the top your astral body's doorway. And then you can simply open the door, which of course you open towards you, with the hinges of course being on the left hand side, to give you a nice clockwise opening of the door, which the doorway moves open 90 degrees, and you simply step through the left hand doorway to travel into the tree with your physical energy body to boost your health and to boost your luck. And with the right-hand path, open the doorway and you open it up and step in with your astral body, the body that you dream with, so that your dreams become more vivid. And eventually, like myself, you can build the other, which is a fully formed astral dreaming body, where when you go into other dimensions, it's as real to you, if not more real, than the world we live in at the moment, where the colors are more vivid. And then you can go traveling in all the different dimensions which are available to adepts who have developed their astral dreaming body. And like myself, when you're dreaming, everything is solid, you can pick it up. When you interact with all of the supernatural spirits in those realms, they're all solid, they're real, you can talk to them, you can get knowledge from them, all the things that to a normal human are fantasy, because remember, humans are deaf, dumb and blind to the world of the supernatural, and only adepts work in that world and can interact with supernatural spirits, and can then use supernatural spirits for magic. But we, of course, are surrounded by supernatural spirits, which the normal people who are deaf, dumb and blind can't see, but an ipsissimus like myself can see supernatural spirits walking through every city of the world, interacting with people, feeding off their auras, changing their luck, giving them cancer or heart attacks or disease, all the other things that humans are afflicted with, which of course the ancient shamans were aware of, and they of course stated that disease was caused by supernatural spirits. Now, of course, with medicine, we've decided that disease is caused by microbes. But then, of course, you throw the baby out with the bathwater, because what causes strokes, heart attacks, what causes the 200 different types of cell in the body to go cancerous? Is it suddenly they decide to go cancerous because of an external stressor, a poison? Or could there be interaction with supernatural spirits that could poison the cells of a tissue and predicate you towards, for example, getting cancer or a heart attack or a stroke or Alzheimer's? So one can see as a cultist and a scientist, I don't throw away the scientific model. I simply add to the scientific model, which is I see supernatural spirits while I'm waking, and I'm in their realms when I'm sleeping. I've interacted with them, had children with them, been to hundreds of different dimensions and worlds, learnt their reality, because the reality we are in is learned, all of that stuff. Now, the magic wand, which, as I've shown, is begun from simply being able to project your awareness into a tree, pulling out some of the tree's energy, some of its aura, which of course you can do because the tree's aura is of the same type as the human beings, and can then add to your physical health, luck, good luck, or build an astral body that can start to wake up in the astral world. All of this is started with building a magic wand, Now, one can see that the Druids started from this simple practice. Now, as an Ipsissimus, you, of course, can go further. You can simply take a twig or a small branch or a small piece of tree from a living tree, and then you can start to increase the wand's power by sending your physical energy body, which goes through that left-hand door, into not only the tree that you've taken the branch from, but since that tree is connected with all other trees of its species, you can then, of course, open a doorway in the tree itself, which then allows your physical astral body to walk through every tree of that type that's alive on the planet. Or similarly, with the right-hand doorway, you can send your astral body, the body that you dream with, which for an Ipsissimus like myself is more developed than your physical body and harder than your physical body, and can, since it's been to hundreds of worlds where it's accrued all of the energy from these hundreds of worlds, it's eaten food from other realities. So of course it has grown with that material, rather like the story of Persephone, where she goes into the underworld with Pluto, the god of the underworld, and can never come back permanently from the underworld, because of course she ate a pomegranate seed. The same with the Ipsissimus, Timrifat, since of course he was fed food and drink from other dimensions, his body, physical and astral, is forever made supernatural, and he then becomes something that is no longer human, because he has fed his body with energies, matter, from other dimensions, and starts to turn into a supernatural being. So you can see that when you start projecting your physical energy body through the doorway in the tree that leads to all the other trees that are alive on the planet, so say for example you choose an elder tree, which is the standard tree for wands, then as you step through the doorway in the tree that leads to all the other trees, because they're all connected, they're all a gestalt, they're all linked together telepathically, then of course you acquire energy from not one tree, but all the elder trees for your physical energy body, which then of course you can use for your wand, made from one of the branches of that elder tree, spin it around 12 times in a clockwise direction to build a vortex that of course is much larger than the vortex you would get from one tree. Similarly, when you send your astral body into the tree, through the doorway in the tree to all the elder trees on the planet, you can then of course build a vortex in your wand that can surround your astral body and start to make your astral body real, so that your traveling in the astral realms becomes more and more solid, more and more real, rather than just being active visualization. And then, of course, you can open up the trapdoor in the Elder Tree and jump down into the labyrinth beneath the Elder Tree, into all the Elder Trees that have existed in the past, in order to build up spirit energy from all the dead Elder Trees and the collective unconscious of all of the Elder Trees that have ever existed on the planet. And of course, if you are holding the Elder Branch in your left hand while you go into the labyrinth of the long gone elders, then of course you'll be getting more and more supernatural spirit magic for your vortex, which is linked to your Elder Branch, which of course is now starting to become a wand. Similarly, you can go into the labyrinth beneath the Elder Tree with your astral body and charge your wand with the supernatural spirit magic from the Elder Trees and the Elder Trees' collective unconscious in order to build a astral body that goes from just being a figment of your imagination to something that is real. And of course, this astral body and physical energy body are needed for ritual, ceremonial magic, because when of course you do ceremonial magic, when you do all the procedures of ceremonial magic, you must of course have developed your physical and astral energy bodies to the level of neophyte, which of course is so far above the human who is deaf, dumb and blind, and whose astral and physical energy bodies are virtually non-existent. That a neophyte, which is the first level of the Golden Dawn, is able to do things, able to influence reality at such a level that it is fantasy to the deaf, dumb, blind non-magician that is the human race. So one can see that the building of wands is mandatory for ceremonial magicians like myself who carry out ceremonial magic, and the ceremonial magic occultists are the basis of the Golden Dawn, which of course starts with the neophyte. We're on the neophyte level. But rather than being a trainee, someone who is just a man off the street and starts dabbling, a neophyte is completely different. A neophyte is a phase change. Someone who already is supernatural and is so far above the human and the human race that he is a being that has made fantasy a reality. And in the case of supernatural spirit magic, has made magic into a science. So you can see, of course, why the Druids interacted with trees, because interacting with trees is a mandatory step for a magician in order to start building the energy bodies, the physical energy body, which of course makes your physical vehicle, and the astral energy body, which of course you dream with. That is vital if you wish to travel in supernatural spirit realms, and of course if as a ceremonial magician you wish to call up supernatural spirits and be able to see them. Because when of course a normal person watches an Ipsissimus like myself carrying out ceremonial magic, which I do in the centre of Brighton on the Illuminati altar by the fountain, just a couple hundred yards from the pavilion, the most powerful altar in the UK, because of course it is sitting on the gigantic ley line that comes in from the sea and powers the UK's chakras. Anyone watching me, of course, sees nothing because they're deaf, dumb, and blind. They have not developed the physical energy body or the astral energy body where they can actually see supernatural spirits. They can see supernatural spirit magic. And you can see now why the Druids have their ceremonies with trees, because of course it's mandatory for a magician to feed their physical and astral energy bodies with the energy of trees. So I used to go walking in forests, pulling out loads and loads of energy from the trees to fill my energy body up in order to begin to be able to interact with the world of magic as a reality. And that's allowed and enabled because trees, unlike many other life forms on the planet, have the same emanations, the same frequency of aura as humans. Not at the cognitive level, but at the deeper psychic level. So in fact, as you feed your energy bodies with tree emanations, tree aura, you develop the capacity for magical awareness, magical vision, magical intuition, and therefore the preparation for a neophyte to become a magical being, to be welcomed into Golden Dawn supernatural spirit magic, requires that you build a wand from a tree branch and practice stepping into trees with your wand branch in order to start elevating you to a position where you become a supernatural spirit magic neophyte and can begin the study of magic. Because remember, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. So you need to be cured of your deafness so that you can hear supernatural spirit beings. You need to be cured of your blindness so you can see supernatural spirit beings. And of course, you need to be cured of your dumbness so that when you speak, supernatural spirit beings hear you and you can command them. Because remember, in ceremonial magic, we command supernatural spirit beings to appear and then we command them to do things for us, controlled by our will. And of course, they're not going to be commanded by a human who, by definition, is deaf, dumb, and blind, and their aura is so hideously vitiated that they're not going to be commanded by a entity that is so leached of energy, of power, that to a supernatural spirit they are simply foodstuff. Because remember, supernatural spirits feed off humans, they feed off the aura and energy of humans, they continually bite them and feed off them. So of course you wouldn't get a human obeying a cow or a sheep or a chicken. You have to become a supernatural spirit magician, where in fact you are no longer foodstuff, but a power, and a power then can command. Now, further to the wand, you also need to then elevate your aura. Because, of course, if I look at the aura of a human, then it is basically only a few inches from their body, and on top of their heads, there is a supernatural spirit entity that controls them, feeds off them, and even that is only maybe 6 to 8 inches in height, because humans have lost so much astral energy in the past few years due to the deprivations of beings that feed off human energy, that humans basically are running on the bare minimum because all of their surplus energy has been pulled out of them. And therefore, it's a must for anyone who wishes to be a supernatural spirit magician to build a wand and start feeding themselves with energy so they can begin supernatural spirit magic. Thank you.